It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grant sitting in for Brian Whitman. Always nice to see you, dude.
Thank you.
All right, I have a friend. By the way, we're at the Staples Center. If you hear that in the background, fireworks going off, that means the Avengers scored. And it, right now, with 12 minutes left in the third quarter, the Avengers 27 and the Philadelphia Soul, owned by Bon Jovi. It is Avengers 27, Soul 34, and 12 minutes left in the third quarter. All right, I have a friend coming in from college, and I haven't seen this guy in a while. His name is Ray. He's my roommate back in college. And this guy smoked more weed in college, in the dorm room, than I think the rest of the dorm combined. He'd wake up in the morning, he would take a couple of bong hits.
Wake and bake.
Yeah, and I would get like a contact high. This guy would smoke. This guy had like a garbage bag full of weed that he kept under his bed.
And no doubt a lot of friends.
Yeah, a lot of friends.
Everybody wanted to know this guy.
Yeah, yeah. He had a lot of guys coming in and out of the room. And lots of, you know what they did is, that was back when Domino's Pizza, they guaranteed you a free pizza if it was 30 minutes or less.
Right.
For 30 minutes or more. You order pizza, and if it takes you longer than 30 minutes, the pizza's free.
Yeah.
Well, some idiot, you know, got in an accident, slid into somebody and killed somebody, and there's like a $26 million lawsuit against Domino's. So they had to kill that policy. But the dorm had a standing rule. If you're going to order pizza that night, order it at 9:10.
Why?
Because everybody in the dorm would order a pizza at 10 after 9, and half of them would be free because they couldn't get that they couldn't get that many pizzas to our dorm. And so half of them were free. It was always a big free pizza fest. So anyway, so he smokes a lot of weed. He now has two kids, and I talked to him the other day. I haven't seen this guy probably in 10 years. He's coming out from Dayton, Ohio. And he's coming out alone. He's not with his wife. He's not with his kids. He's on a business deal here. But he said, dude, he goes, I'm going to have 3 days. I'm going to have a weekend next weekend, you know, March 30th or April 1st, whatever that weekend is. He goes, I'm going to have 3 days here. I'm going to bring a huge amount of weed, and I'm just going to hang out in Los Angeles. He said, what's the best thing to do in Los Angeles when you're totally stoned? And I said, well, I said, fortunately for you, young man, or now an old man, he's probably 44 like I am. I said, I don't smoke a lot of weed myself, but we have an audience that is the best when it comes to how to grow weed, where to buy it, how to smoke it, how to, you know, the etiquette
total
of smoking.
Burners.
This, I would say about 75% of our audience smokes weed.
Yeah, at least.
He wants to know what's the best thing to do in Los Angeles when you're on pot. Is it an amusement park? Is it a sporting event? Is it just hanging out at the beach? For guys who are stoned all the time, what is the best thing to do to come into town and spend a day or two completely effed up on weed? Now, do you have any suggestions for the guy?
I do. That was, my hand was up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Curtis Rambo.
Ouch. One of my favorite things that I'm told is really great to do when you're high is go up to Griffith Park, go to the observatory, walk around up there with all the planets.
Is that
and
right?
Light show. Oh,
at night?
Yeah. You can either go it during the day and just kind of take in all the mountains and the craziness and, you know, philosophize on a bench somewhere, or go in for a little bit of the laser light show.
Yeah.
Have yourself a good time.
That's possible. Maybe that's a good idea. Send him out of the house for 8 hours up into Griffith Park. Although he'll end up, you know, probably banging some, you know, dude in a bush up there. Isn't that what
I was going to say?
Is that what happened? Goes
the KCAL chopper would find him. But
all right. What's the best thing to do in Southern California when you're really into weed? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Is it an amusement park? Is it Magic Mountain? Is it Disneyland? Is it Knott's Berry Farm? Is it a hockey game? A basketball game? Is it hanging out at Sam Phillips' house? But the best thing to do, I would think if I were coming into town and I was really hopped up on weed, that I think hanging out either on like the 3rd Street Promenade, completely effed up on weed.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Why is that?
Because it depends, I guess, what kind of weed you're smoking, but that stuff can make you really paranoid. And there are so many people on the promenade asking for money, it might really freak you out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, he might, because he gets like a really, he's really emotional when it comes to like giving people money and stuff like that.
He might be better indoors.
But where? Where can I send the guy? Because I don't want him hanging around, you know, my house. He's not staying with me.
Shea Conway?
He's staying at the Universal Sheraton out here.
If he wants to have a chill time, maybe he should go to, you know, the Standard or one of the nice hotels, go have a cocktail by the pool and, you know, just enjoy his
get
high.
Get out of here. Well, that's not bad.
I don't know what kind of guy
he is.
Well,
maybe celebrities. You can go hang out with celebrities. Where do you find celebrities in town?
Really?
Ivy
Everywhere.
Ivy on the Shore?
No. That's not the obvious places. You got to just go to the little cafes and coffee shops around Beverly Hills and West Hollywood.
Where do you see, if you're gonna go tonight to go see celebrities, where'd you go?
At night?
Yeah.
Probably go to a lounge. Probably Hyde Lounge.
Hyde Lounge?
In Hollywood, West
Who's
Hollywood.
Who's there? Who would be there tonight?
Oh, a lot. It depends what you're into. A lot of pop and rock stars.
Rebecca De Mornay?
No, I don't think so. She might be at a...
You should go to where that place where Marty and Elaine play.
The Dresden.
The
I'm
Dresden,
going there tonight. Yeah.
I saw Vince Vaughn there one night.
Yeah, I'm actually...
Good for you, Jerry.
Yeah, I'll let you know how the vibe is.
It's a good place to...
All right, please. I'm talking to Gina, not you. Christ almighty.
It's not a bad idea, though.
Get your freaking act together here!
Yeah,
if you want a real kitsch-filled night, a real 50s kitschy Rat Pack kind of night, the Dresden would be a good place to go.
Where is that? In Los Feliz?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
In the heart, on Vermont Avenue.
Vermont?
Yeah. But if he's an older guy...
He's 44.
An older guy?
Yeah. Mid-age, mid-range.
He probably wants, I would assume he'd want sort of a mellow high. He's not looking to go to crazy girls, right? Maybe.
I don't know, though. That might be interesting. Yeah. Although I think if he's really hopped up, and he's got two kids at home,
you
I don't
might want
know.
To let loose,
I feel a little guilty, though. All right, let's talk to a Nathan in Orange on line one. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Conway?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Not much. Yeah, man, by far the best thing to do when you're pretty lit up is going to a...
Go where?
A sporting event.
A sporting event?
Oh, yeah.
Where they have sports?
Oh, yeah. Baseball game, hockey game.
Yeah, I don't know. For a guy who's not an L.A. fan, I can't imagine how great that would be. Although this would freak him out. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. This would freak him out if he was high.
The indoor fireworks?
Yeah, the indoor fireworks.
I almost had a heart attack. Jesus
Christ. All right, let's talk to Raul in L.A. on line four. You're on 97.1. How are you? John on line four. How are you? Raul on line three. Raul, you're on the air.
Hi, I guess a good idea would go under the stars and listen to some Led Zeppelin while you're high.
But can't you do that in Dayton, Ohio?
That's kind of what I said, though, like the laser light show at, the observatory.
Yeah.
Indoor. It's all about indoor now. Aren't you getting the vibe here?
I don't know. But it's an interesting idea, but it is, you know, it's Southern California.
Yeah.
All right, Raul, thanks for calling. It's Southern California, so you like want to be outside and enjoy it. This guy's coming from an area where it's like he just spent 3 months of being indoors.
Freezing
his ass off.
Oh, how depressing.
And he's come to L.A. with a big sack of weed. And he's going to smoke probably an ounce of weed a day for the 5 or 6 days that he's here. But he gets a long weekend. He gets Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off.
Oh, that's great.
Of next weekend. And so he asked me, he goes, what do I do? I go, I don't know. I mean, I live out here.
You know, he might not have a bad time down at the pier. Maybe a little Ferris wheel ride, a little whack-a-mole.
Yeah, but isn't there still a lot of homeless in the area?
Yeah, but when you have the surf and the Henry Mancini, you know, water crashing up, you might not mind as much. It's that weird enclosed strip of stores that might freak him out.
Yeah, but the problem with sending him to the beach is that, you know, he's takes his shoes off. He goes walking in the sand. And he develops a staph infection. He's got to go to Cedar Sinai. They have to do a butterfly stitch on it to try to stop the pus and get him on radical antibiotics.
Great story, though, huh?
All right, let's talk to Tim in Riverside. You're on 97.1. How are you?
And I'd have to go with the pole position indoor kart racing right there, electric indoor kart racing.
Oh, dude, that's not a bad idea. Where do they do that still?
They do it in Corona.
To where?
Cucamonga?
Yeah.
Hold on one sec. Can you shut Jerry's mic off, please? The blue one? Thanks. Or whatever that one is. All right. I'm sorry. Where do they do that?
In Rancho Cucamonga or Corona.
And it's an indoor track?
Yep. Yeah, electric cars, man. They go like 6 miles an hour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my wife and I did that last time down in Irvine, and we got kicked out because we were buzzed when we were doing it.
Well, the whole fun is get all your friends and smash into them.
Yeah,
that
I know,
sounds
but
really
but,
fun.
But they don't like that. The people who own the place don't like it.
It happens.
You know. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. My wife got kicked out of this place because she had a few beers. This is before we had our child.
She got belligerent.
No, she didn't. She got drunk, and then she was driving in the go karts.
Okay.
And she crashed into some guy, and you know, fortunately, the guy wasn't hurt because she could have gone, you know, away for drunk driving.
Is it really drunk driving when
I
you're
drunk
go-karting?
I think it is.
Oh, that sucks.
I think it is because you know, you have to sign something saying you're not buzzed, and it says there the bunch of rules saying, you know, are you on drugs,
right,
or you drink or whatever. But it's really weird because this place served alcohol right next to the racetrack, which is a great experience, but I guess if you get an accident, maybe they could, you know, the cops can take you away.
Yeah, they know everyone's going to drink. It's probably more fun. They just don't want, they want clean hands when that accident goes down.
Yes. All right, let's talk to Paul in Los Angeles on line 6. Paul, you're on 97.1.
You got to tell your buddy to go to the garden at the Getty, man. It's really trippy.
That is such a great idea.
Oh, the garden at the Getty?
I should have thought of
that. Where is that? Near the ocean?
No, it's like at the 405.
The Getty Museum?
Yeah. He's so right. The garden is, it'll trip him out. It's amazing. And then they have like jazz and stuff during the
day. How do
you
get up there?
It's good for at least a couple hours during the afternoon.
All right. Sounds like you're an experienced pot smoker.
Yeah, man. And it's a really fun ride on the Metro Rail to get up there.
Oh, I see. All right. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
It's a whole afternoon.
Have you been up to the Getty?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I've never been there.
You know what's really fun is you can go and you smoke your weed or don't smoke your weed and lay in the grass during the afternoons and there's jazz bands playing.
Could you smoke up there?
Yeah, you probably could.
Thinking, you're comfortable smoking in the Getty?
Personally?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't do that.
And you have to take the tram up, though,
yeah,
right?
It's
do you have
great.
To have a reservation to do this?
No, it just don't do it on a Saturday or Sunday, but just go during a weekday and go.
You take
it's
the tram
awesome.
Up there?
Yeah, and most people...
But where do you park?
People, there's a little parking thing at the bottom, and a lot of people don't even go inside the Getty. They just go to walk around the grounds because it is so amazing.
It's a big garden up there?
Yeah,
maybe I'll take my
so
daughter up there.
Oh, my God, she would freak out. She
oh, yeah, baby. Take that tram up there, man. All right, let's talk to... how about Dan in Moore Park? Dan, on line 7, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What's the best thing to do in L.A., best thing to do when you're really stoned?
Well, I'll get to that. But, you know, the Getty, it's all free, too. The food's a little expensive, but you the parking's free. Then there's a little tram that goes from the parking lot up to the...
And that's free, too?
That's free, too. And then you walk around the grounds. And the fountains, they have fountains that are just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And water gardens, and it's just really, really trippy, really beautiful.
And so I understand it's free to get in the Getty?
Yeah, because they made so much money with the oil, they did this for the public.
Wow.
And then if you're in the, I forget what type of art they have there, but you could go in the museum.
Everything.
That's pretty neat in there, too.
They have beautiful that photography is, exhibits and ancient Egypt stuff, everything.
I don't think a lot of people knew that it was free to get in.
Well, I don't think it was the whole time. I remember paying for parking there.
Yeah.
But maybe it's changed.
But when you go over to like maybe, the L.A. County Museum, they always charge you to get in.
Yeah,
yeah, that's different.
You know, it's a nominal fee. But,
Yeah, the Getty in the Gardens is fun. But I think what your friend should do is go to the L.A. Zoo and taunt the lions.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you know, the L.A. Zoo is a trip. I'm now a member of the L.A. Zoo because my daughter loves going there. And when you go to the L.A. Zoo, it's the exact same zoo as when I was a child.
Really?
When I was like in third grade or second grade, we used to go there on field trips. It's the exact same zoo.
But I thought zoos were supposed to have been improved and they're more, you know, like regular habitats as opposed to the bars.
Not
and
this one, man.
Oh.
I mean, this one has a few exhibits that have been improved, like
yeah.
the gorillas. But for the most part, it's all the same crap and the same fence.
That's too bad.
All the same stuff. But you know what? It actually makes it cool that it's the same stuff that you remember as a child.
Well, for you.
Yeah.
For the human.
Right. Yeah, for the animals, it sucks. All right. What do you do in L.A. when you're completely stoned out of your mind? I got a friend coming in from Dayton, Ohio. College friend. I haven't seen the guy in about 10 years. And he's coming in from actually Vandalia, which is a little bit north of Dayton. And he's coming out, staying for a week. He's got a long weekend off, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of next weekend. What do you do in L.A.? Because this guy loves the effing weed, man. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. Gina Grad sitting in for B-Dub. And we're live watching the Avengers take on the Soul down in Staples Center on 97.1 Free FM.
All right, now you're in for it. We're going back to Conway and Whitman.
No! No!
On 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grant sitting in for Brian Whitman. Always nice to see you, dude.
Thank you very much.
All right, and we're going to get to more of your phone calls. We're sitting here watching the Avengers take on the Philadelphia Soul, and we'll take some more of your phone calls in a second here. But first, real quickly, Chris Holmes is with us from the Avengers. Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you again.
Look at you, dude. All right, now, this looks like a big crowd. Is this a typical crowd for the Avengers?
You know, we're very happy tonight. We had definitely had a good turnout. Normally, I'd say on the weekends, when we normally play games, a little bit bigger. But for a Thursday, we're very happy with
it. Yeah, great crowd, especially during March Madness. A lot of people showed up.
Yeah, we actually had a big crowd down in the bar beforehand.
Yeah,
a lot of people showed up with their brackets, so it was pretty cool.
All right, so what are some of the rules here that's different from the NFL? You guys have three downs instead of four?
No, it's still four, actually.
It's still four.
The big difference that you'll see is that there's no punting.
Ah.
No punting. So you have to either go for the field goal, which if you actually look at the field, it's half as wide and twice as high as an NFL field goal.
Right.
So it really makes it more an offensive-minded game with more passing involved. So they want them to throw a lot more.
And is the theory, and I don't know a lot about the arena football, but if you can stop a team three or four times, you have a good chance of winning?
That's it. I mean, it's a game of possessions. If you can stop a team, yeah, three or four times and able to turn those turnovers into touchdowns, and you got a pretty good shot at winning.
You're on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's the big star of the team?
Well, for us right now, we have our veteran wide receiver, Kevin Ingram. He's been on the team a few years, and our up-and-coming quarterback, Sonny Cumbie, who played at Texas Tech.
Yeah, anybody playing the pros and then come into the Arena Football League?
There's a couple guys. I mean, what you'll see a lot in the Arena Football League.
I don't mean pros. I mean the
NFL. Yes, right. Of course. Everyone's pros here.
Everyone is.
Everyone's pros. What happens a lot of these players were in the NFL in training camp, or they may have played like a half a season with an NFL team.
Right.
But then not necessarily have made the cut, so they look into the Arena League as the next step.
Yeah, I mean, these guys look like they're in pretty good shape.
I mean, anyone that ever thinks that arena football is a minor league of sorts, I mean,
right.
I dare them to come out onto the field because, I mean, these guys are rough, they're big, they're fast, they're ready to play.
Right, and, running the risk of pissing off some other teams here in Los Angeles, the best cheerleaders are the Avenger girls by far.
I can definitely give you a thumbs up on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's another team that plays in this stadium that is probably more famous for their girls. But they don't hold a candle to these girls here.
It may be a more recognizable name in Los Angeles, but if you come out to one of these games, you can definitely see what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, it is great. I don't know how you guys did it, but every one of the Avengers girls, we had them on the air a couple weeks ago, or a week and a half ago. They all have a great spirit, and they're all very friendly and very attractive.
And
very
smart.
Yeah, very smart and very tall, too.
Indeed. I know.
Yeah.
They're a joy to hang out with because they actually make you feel like, hey, I'm hanging out with these really good-looking girls, and they actually care.
Right, yeah. I know. I got over that that spoof years ago. Hey, so what's the record? How's the team doing this year?
Right now we're 2-1. I mean, we just started. So we started out good 2-0. We had a bad loss last week in Atlanta, but we're trying to come back right now in this one.
Did you travel with the team?
Sometimes. I didn't. You guys remember what happened last weekend in Atlanta?
The hurricane.
Thank goodness.
The tornado, yeah.
Thank goodness I stayed out of there.
Did that happen during the game?
No, it was actually it was the morning of the game.
Wow.
So I woke up last Saturday and saw that a tornado blew through Atlanta. I'm like, good Lord, we might not have a football team anymore.
Right.
So.
Thank goodness.
Now, when they travel commercial, or are you guys on a private jet?
Commercial. Yeah, I mean, just given the size, because we're not like an NFL team, which travels with around 80 players or so.
Right.
We're traveling more with about 35 guys.
That's it? Just 35 guys?
Because there's only 25 men on the field for their roster, and then between coaches and everyone else, it's around 35, so you can't really charter.
How many reserves do you have in the audience in case anything happens?
Well, on our reserve squad, there's about another 10 guys, so we carry about a roster of 35 guys.
All right, excellent. What's the salary range for the arena football?
It's actually
who's the highest paid player?
Highest paid player is actually the quarterback of the opposing team tonight, Tony Graziani. He was our quarterback 3 years ago.
Right.
And he signed a free agent deal with Philly a few years ago. It was the biggest in AFL history, excuse me.
Right.
And he's topping out around $200K a year.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know
not
what I mean?
Bad.
For
ten games?
Yeah, of course. You know, you say like, oh, well, these guys don't get paid that much, but hey, they're playing football for 5 months out of the year,
right?
And they get paid say $60,000 for it. I mean, who wouldn't take that?
Well, $200,000. I mean, is it a 10-game season?
16, just like
16,
the NFL.
Okay, 16-game season, and then plus so you got playoffs and stuff.
Of course.
These guys all have endorsement deals, or a lot of them, you know, do a lot of outside stuff
sure.
as well.
I mean, you can tell just by looking at the field with sponsors. I mean, it's definitely grown the last few years, so. They see the money potential in the AFL.
Excellent. Well, you guys do a lot of great work in the community as well.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are always out there.
Definitely. I mean, we have a great program with our Turf Dreams Foundation. We get community involvement out there. And our community partner, Padres Cultural Cancer, we've been with them for 3 seasons now. They're awesome as well.
Excellent. All right, well, buddy, thanks for having us out, man.
Thank you, sir.
Chris Holmes,
really
everybody.
Appreciate
Look
it.
At that guy.
Go Avengers.
Stud. All right, we are at the Avengers game. They're taking on the Philadelphia Soul right now. And if you want to come on down here, check out when their next game is. Go to LAAvengers.com and check it out. It's always exciting to be down here. And you can tell by most of the people, we're up in the skybox on the third level of skyboxes here. And nobody is paying attention to you and I. They're all watching the game.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody cares. All right, folks, I got a friend coming in next weekend. From a little bit north of Dayton, Ohio, Vandalia, Ohio. Total stoner. Come in with a sack of weed. He needs some suggestions. He's listening online right now. He needs some suggestions on what to do here. And I said, I'm not that big a stoner. I know Gina doesn't smoke that much weed either.
Those days are behind me.
Yeah, Jerry's paranoid as hell to smoke weed. And Randy Wang doesn't know how to smoke weed.
What are you talking about?
You don't get high, dude.
Yeah, I do.
Oh. Randy did have a great suggestion, though. During the break, he told me when he worked at Magic Mountain, he said there was never a happier man in the whole park of Magic Mountain than the guy who just got his funnel cake when he was stoned.
There would be so many stoners at Magic Mountain that when I would work at the funnel cake place, you could tell that they, you know, their eyes were all bloodshot and everything. They'd wait in line for an hour and a half to get their funnel cake. You finally give it to them. Oh, my God, dude. Thank you so much. And they would finish the funnel cake before they walked out the door.
Yeah,
eat it all with their hands with the strawberries all over. And the
that sounds so
good. You can always tell a guy is stoned. He's got powdered sugar all over his sweater. All right, let's go to some calls here. How about Charles in Santa Monica? What are you doing? You're really, really high, dude.
Man, you're making me sick with that. Okay. Bottles every day, man.
What do you got? There he goes. All right, let's talk to Whitney in Hollywood on line 7. You're on 97.1.
Hello, love
hey,
your show.
Hey, baby. Oh,
love your show.
Well, we
I
love
wanted
you,
to
dude.
Say, depending on how your friend feels about crowds, I would say Lucha Vavoom is a kick in the ass.
Yeah.
What is that?
Lucha Vavoom. It combines Lucha Libre, the Mexicano masked wrestling.
Right.
And like showgirls.
And pizza?
And it's wrestling and, like, showgirls and stuff, a lot of music. And,
where do they hold it?
They hold it all over the place. So if he'd have to check it out online, though, luchavavoom.com.
Luchavavoom?
Yeah, I have friends that go to this on Halloween.
That's interesting.
On Halloween, yes? They have a huge show, and there's masked wrestlers and little people and dancers, and they do it downtown.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, man. And a friend of mine recently told me about, remember the Keanu Reeves movie Point Break?
Oh, it's the best. I got it on DVD.
Someone is doing it live. There's a live theater version of Point Break.
Really?
Like is it a musical? Please say it's a musical.
I don't know if it's a musical or not, but my friend just told me about it, and she said like they do the jumping out of the plane and everything. They do the flying on stage.
Who the Christ would go to that?
Jesus.
So, so there you go. I don't know. Maybe somebody was really, really high.
All right, Whitney, hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here, baby. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see rock opera at the House of Blues on Sunset next Thursday night. 35 artists, musicians, and performers celebrate Hollywood's very own rock opera, man. BandageRockOpera.com. BandageRockOpera.com for more details. So, well, congratulations. Whitney gets those tickets. All right, what the hell do you do in L.A. when you're completely effed up on weed? Let's talk to Sean in Laguna Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM on line 4. How are you, sir?
Gino Grad, man.
Hi.
Look at you,
look
dude.
Look at you.
Look at you, Sean.
Yeah, man.
Hey, it's Conway. How are you, dude?
Hey, man.
What are you doing?
Babu, man. Just doing a radio show, Babu.
That's a pretty good impersonation, man.
Yeah, man.
Actually, you sound like Randy Wang, doesn't it?
Yeah, he sounds like Randy doing you.
Yeah, man. Oh,
that does sound like Randy.
Hey, man. Your buddy needs to do this thing the right way.
All right, what do you need to do?
He needs to rent himself a car, preferably a convertible.
Right.
Smoke a joint. Cruise that PCH, man.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea if it's your own car. If it's a rental car, I think it's trouble, though.
Yeah, $5 insurance, man.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, Babu.
All right, Babu. You take care of yourself, man.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
He could
cruise the PCH, then stop at one of those little seafood shacks, get some fried food.
Yeah, but I don't know how paranoid I would be stoned in a rental car, though.
But I thought you don't want your own car. That's...
Nah, I think you do. Don't
do you?
Don't you really want to know the car well?
I've wrecked a couple of rental cars. We
yeah, but you weren't stoned, were you?
No. But if you have insurance, nobody cares.
Well, I don't know.
They have a million of those cars in the back.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you can. If cops can tell that you're stoned nowadays, can't they?
I don't know.
I think they can.
You do the follow your finger or whatever.
All right, let's talk to Marty in Los Angeles on line one. What do you do in L.A. when you're completely effed up on weed, dude?
Well, it depends, man. It depends on how this guy is. If he's like me, I'm really active. You know what I'm saying? When I smoke.
He's not active. Tough. He's a fat guy who's on the golf team.
See, tell him to get active. He needs something exciting, so he needs to be like me. Smoke two or three fat, good blunts. Tell him to go down to the hood on Crenshaw and Pico, get himself a 45, and walk around and introduce himself to the Wild Wild West.
All right, dude.
That'll get his heart going.
That sounds like a great evening.
All right, man.
All right, thanks, buddy.
You know what they have on Crenshaw and Pico? They have a rim rental place.
They do?
Yeah, you can rent rims like for a hot date or whatever.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who the F is doing that?
I don't know, but I visit my friend in Inglewood, and that always kills me.
Yeah, this guy, Ray, my old roommate from college, is coming to L.A., loves to smoke weed, but he was on the golf team, and he was so fat on the golf team, he was the only player at my college, at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, that actually rode on the cart. The entire golf team
walked it.
They walked the course. I mean, Jerry knows. Jerry was on the golf team. Don't they walk the course in college and high school?
Yeah, in college and high school they do.
Yeah,
I mean, they walk it in like
in the
PGAs
pros.
Too.
Yeah, but who the hell gets on a cart? What's the purpose of walking to walk
off
yardage?
On the senior PGA, they use a cart.
Yeah, but what's the purpose of the cart? Walk off yardage.
The purpose of the cart is just because some people can't walk the whole course.
What's the purpose of walking?
Oh, just to for exercise.
Otherwise, you can't call it a sport.
You can walk off yardage that way too, but most carts have like a GPS now, so you don't even need to walk off.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, most of the carts at like a good golf course have GPS right in the cart, so
you can tell how many yards it is.
So you can tell exactly how many yards you are from the hole wherever you are. So you don't
cool,
even need
dude.
To walk it off anymore.
I didn't know that. Look at Jerry, man, out there kicking ass in the golf world. All right, a friend of mine's coming to Los Angeles. He's a total stoner. He's from Vandalia, which is just a little bit north of Dayton, Ohio. It's colder than F there right now. He's had 3 months of snow and crap. He's coming to L.A. to smoke a sack of weed and have a good time. He said, what do stoners do to have a good time in L.A.? I said, I don't know. I'll have to ask the audience. I don't smoke that much weed. Some great suggestions so far. Any more? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock, I'm going to teach all the women in Los Angeles how to be sexier.
I can't wait.
Every single woman in Los Angeles at 10 o'clock will benefit from the knowledge that I have on women. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
He's Conway. He's Whitman. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's Whitman. Ah, who cares? There'll be another guy in here in 2 weeks.
Why don't you have Whitman show up if we're going to do nothing?
Conway and Whitman, 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Sitting here watching the Avengers take on the Philadelphia Soul. And with 7 minutes left in the game, it's the Avengers 34, the Soul 50. About 7:20 left in the game. So the Avengers have to score 2 touchdowns to win here, or to come back. Yeah, 2 touchdowns. All right, Gina Grad is in for Brian Whitman. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
And we're talking about guys and girls. If you're stoned, you're a big stoner in L.A., what's the best thing to do? I got a friend coming in from Ohio. He's going to smoke an S-load of weed, man, next week. And he wants some cool stuff to do. He doesn't want to do the typical Hollywood stuff or amusement park stuff. Let's talk to Lori in Los Angeles on line 4. Lori, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Oh, Bob-boo.
Hey, oh, listen. Bob-boo.
Here's
Bob-boo.
Oh, love you, Sophia. The best thing that I found to do is to fold clean, fresh laundry right out of the dryer. Your friend may not think it's exciting, but if you get him stoned enough, he'll go for it, especially if you use a couple of dryer sheets, you know, the brand names that I can't say
Snuggles.
On the air. But so you get warm and...
Hey, Lori?
Yeah?
Can you do me a major favor?
What?
While everybody's listening, Lori, can you please hang your phone up?
I gotta go fold some laundry.
Lori?
Yeah, Tim?
Hang up your phone.
I can't.
Hang it up.
No, I can't.
Hang your phone up.
I got a load of laundry here.
Put your phone down. The phone is not your friend when you're stoned.
Look at you, man.
Please hang it up.
Put you out of your misery?
Please. I'll send you a prize if you hang up.
What will it be?
Tickets to rock opera.
Dude, I'm up for it, but if I hang up, how am I going to get them?
That is a good question.
I'll get them to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll hold you to it.
Hang up.
I'm not a stalker, but I will find a way to get them. Thank you.
I have no idea what she said.
Bye, baby. There she goes. All right, let's talk to a Spencer in Los Angeles on line 6. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Thank you very much. Here's what you got to do. If it's Thursday night, you got to go and see the Pirates Charles at the Redwood.
What is that?
It's this crazy pirate-themed bar, and the Pirates Charles are these live scallywags. They do these rock versions of old shanties and pirate rock.
Where is it?
Ballads, drinking songs. It's awesome.
Where is it?
It's at the Redwood. It's at right off the 101 at Broadway, the Redwood Bar and Grill.
Oh, downtown?
They play there every Thursday.
Downtown Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. But a great suggestion, man.
Oh, man. They've been playing there on and off for the last month, and the weekly gig starts the first Thursday in April.
And they're just pirates and they play in a band?
I'm sorry?
They're pirates and they play in a band?
Yeah. They dress in the full garb and they are in full character, and it's not the hokey garbage that you would think a pirate band would be. There's no fake forks or fake swords or eye patches. It's body and awesome and powerful and it's incredible.
All right, Bubba.
Yeah, you should check out the MySpace has got stuff too.
What is the MySpace?
The MySpace / the Pirates Charles. And there's
Charles?
Yeah. There's been a bunch of cool fan footage that, people just shoot them all over the place and post it up on YouTube. So there's all these collections of, live footage from all over the place.
I'll check it out, dude.
Oh, all right, man,
thanks
for sure.
Thanks for calling, man. There he goes.
You know what? He gave me an idea that I think would probably be awesome for about a half hour, then you'd have to leave or you would be so depressed.
What?
Medieval Times.
Oh, yeah.
For about 20 minutes, you'd have a good time.
Is it still there?
Yeah, I've been.
Recently?
I was there in 2007.
Wow.
And as an adult, it was hokey and fun for about a half hour, and then, like, just a group of, like, hot girls that thought we were going out, but we ended up at Medieval right. Times. It was
Did you have
so,
the turkey legs?
Yes. It was, talk about a salt fest. Tomato soup, beer, and turkey.
I went there about 10 years ago for Jennifer's brother's birthday party. I think he turned 10 or something. I think it was about 7 or 8, maybe 9 or 10 years ago. And it does... The aroma, the high notes of horse crap when you're trying to,
enjoy your baked potato.
Throw a big
with
turkey
no
leg down your throat is a little tough.
I totally agree. It's a really interesting combination of mildew and horse manure
right, okay.
and beer.
All right, let's talk to, how about Greg in Studio City on line 3. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Cool. You know, when I smoke, like, on the weekends, although this is more for, like, a chick, Timmy, so this would be more for me and Gina here, you know
All
what
right.
I'm saying?
All right.
So, basically, though, I like to go to any type of, like, open jazz festivals and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Totally chill. Everybody's cool. It's a cool vibe. People like to just walk around and dance and hold hands. It's like the Grateful Dead without the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, they've got one in the summer in the valley, in like off of like Warner Center. They've got like a big like jazz band that plays in front of a group every weekend. I don't know. We thank you for calling, buddy. I'm not sure going to a jazz festival completely stoned.
Oh, that sounds great.
Does?
Oh my God, that sounds so great. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That sounds so. Any open air. Music festival high.
All hopped up on weed.
Like peanut butter and jelly. It's made to be together.
All right. Real quickly, Daniel on line 1. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm stoned right now. I just wanted to say I like to play Guitar Heroes. Wow, wow, wow.
All right. Brian on line 2 in Simi Valley. What do you get?
Well, the reggae festival in Thousand Oaks is awesome. Off the hook. But chicken and waffles. Beats everything else when you're
Roscoe's.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, on Crenshaw.
Yeah, not the Gower one, definitely the Crenshaw.
Wait a minute, there's the Crenshaw one's better than the Gower one?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh,
better?
Yeah.
The
That's
atmosphere
the original.
Is more, it's where Snoop and Larry King went.
Oh, I thought they went to the one on Gower.
I like to think they went to the one on Crenshaw.
Yeah, but don't you think because CNN is on Sunset a block away from the Gower restaurant, maybe they went.
Suspend your disbelief,
Tim. Okay. All right, buddy, thanks for calling. All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at the Staples Center watching the Avengers take on the Philadelphia Soul. And with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game, the Avengers 34 and the Philadelphia Soul 57. Down by 23 points with 3 minutes left. It ain't over yet, kids. All right, when I come back, I'm going to teach every woman listening right now how to be more attractive and how to be sexier. And a lot of women will say I'm full of crap and will disbelieve everything I say. And they will forever be frumpy, unattractive women walking through society. Women who do what I say will improve their life overnight. That's exactly right. And,
I'm
and
so
Gina,
excited.
Gina, you have some of the qualities of the attractive women.
Not most.
Women, you have some.
Okay.
And you are lacking in some.
Okay.
So, all right. I'll give you the list when I come back. It's pretty extensive. It's Conway and Whitman. We're live at the Staples Center on 97.1 Free FM.